This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. It is Monday. Day One Rakyat is back in session. And to get the highlights from day nine, we spoke earlier to Melissa Tiong from the BFM News Desk. This was her overview of the day.
So day nine continued with debates on motions of thanks for the royal address. And as not all of the MPs have presented, the speaker has extended today's session to 9:30 p.m. And each MP has only been given 10 minutes to speak from the usual 30 to 40 minutes. And that was initially shortened to 20 minutes, and now it has been shortened to 10. The speaker had also said that it might be shortened further as the day progresses and have stopped MPs from reciting pantons and the like to avoid wasting time. The Prime Minister also gave his first proper press conference in Parliament today. He spoke a bit about the car issue that was going around in Parliament, but he also sort of spoke about a few things as well, namely about the extradition of Cyril Azar, and also he gave his brief opinion about communism in historical textbooks.
Okay, and we'll get to communism in historical textbooks in just a little bit. But we also took a look at the Proton 2.0 issue. This, as we know, had to do with the comment that Tun M made during his trip to Japan last month, where he mentioned his plans of initiating another national car project. And it was brought up first thing this morning in the question and answer segment.
That's actually Dr. Wee Ka-seong, who is the Ai Hitam MP. He asked the Prime Minister to justify the idea behind the third national car project, as well as whether the government had taken stock of Proton Holdings' alleged failures.
And here we've got a clip of Tun Dr. Mahathir with his response.
Dahulu Proton berjaya menembusi pasaran Malaysia dan juga pasaran luar negeri. Kita dapat menjual 25,000 kereta Proton di Great Britain, di UK dan di lain-lain tempat. Tetapi oleh kerana pemerintahan yang kurang cekap, yang tidak tahu berkenaan dengan industri, yang menyebabkan prestasi Proton merosot. Yang pertamanya kerana kerajaan yang dahululah membenarkan masuk segala kereta ke dalam Malaysia. Ada wang sebanyak lebih 1 bilion ringgit yang dijanji untuk research, tetapi Proton tidak diberi. Apabila saja Proton dijual kepada negara asing, barulah bantuan diberi. Ini ternampak seolah-olah kita tak nak galak supaya orang tempatan mempunyai kebolehan mengeluarkan kereta. Selagi ada dasar yang semacam itu, maka sukarlah industri tempatan mencapai kemajuan. Nampak seolah-olah dasar dulu ialah mengutamakan import daripada pengeluaran tempatan.
That was Tun Mahathir responding to Dato' Sri Dr. Wee Ka-seong's question about Proton's past failures. Now, Melissa managed to catch Dr. Wee afterwards for a quick comment. She asked him if increasing import duties would decrease the reliance on imported cars. This is what he said.
First of all, you must see whether the price is competitive. Okay, we know that all this while, Proton, for instance, you just look at the price. And I still remember 20 years ago, I bought a unit of Honda Accord for my wife. It was 140,000. And today, this Honda Accord is less than 140,000, 139. The price is reducing. But you look at Proton, whether the price has been reducing or going up, then you must compare whether it is competitive, the price that you have put for Proton, whether it can compete with other brands. This is first. Second, we must have the economic of scale. Even Malaysian market or ASEAN market is not big enough. And all this while we're trying to penetrate into ASEAN market. And yes, we exported some cars to UK, but it was at the expense of the people's pocket. We paid for lower spec in Malaysia with a higher price. But for the exported Proton, they got the better, what they call spec, at cheaper price. Somebody must have subsidized it. Who, if not Malaysians? So I do not want the same incident happen and we should avoid that. I'm okay if Malaysia, we can have that kind of economic of scale, we have the capability of building more cars, why not? But we have to face the reality.
You just heard Dato' Sri Dr. Wee Ka Siong, the MP for Air Hitam, with his comments on Proton's ability to compete against other brands in the market. There were also comments made by Gobind Singh Deo, the Minister of Communications and Multimedia, about improving the overall internet connection in Malaysia. Here's Melissa with that story.
So he spoke a bit about his plans to fiberize the nation, which is basically to improve the internet speed and to improve internet accessibility in the country. And he also spoke a bit about preventing the monopolization of the telco industry and also to create a healthy competition in that industry.
Kita sekarang mempunyai apa yang dikenali sebagai National Fiberization Plan. Itu bermakna bahawa kita membuat penumpuan kepada kita meletak fiber di seluruh negara kita supaya kita boleh membawa jalur lebar atau khidmat di internet kepada seluruh negara. Tetapi fiber itu tidak akan merentasi seluruh negara. Ianya hanya akan ke tempat-tempat tertentu dan daripada situ apa yang dikenali sebagai kawasan-kawasan sekitar khususnya kawasan pendalaman dan sebagainya ianya mempunyai masalah dari segi connectivity. Apa yang kita perlu lakukan adalah kita perlu lihat kepada kemudahan wireless dan sebagainya di tempat itu. Jadi wireless itu berbeza daripada fiber. Ia ini adalah satu tahap yang berlainan. Jadi apa yang kita sekarang ingin melakukan adalah kita perlu lihat kepada satu polisi yang berbeza sedikit di mana kita ini menumpu kepada fiber dan connectivity. So itu apa yang saya maklumkan dan di sini kita kena lihat bahawa apabila tidak ada MOU di antara TNB dan Telekom Malaysia lagi, itu bermakna bahawa kedua-dua mereka iaitu syarikat yang sangat besar boleh mengambil bahagian masing-masing di dalam industri ini. Ini akan mengelakkan satu monopoli. Kalau mereka ini dua bergabung, maka kita ada satu syarikat yang sangat besar di mana mereka bekerjasama. Tapi kalau mereka bekerja secara berasingan, maka kita boleh lihat di mana kita ada dua pihak yang besar bersaing di antara satu sama lain dan itu adalah cukup penting untuk kita dalam usaha kita untuk pastikan bahawa harga yang ditetapkan untuk jalur lebar itu dapat dikurangkan dan juga kita boleh meningkatkan kelajuan dalam masa sama. Apa yang penting, kita perlu pastikan bahawa kualiti perkhidmatan itu adalah pada tahap mutu yang tinggi dan seiras, selaras dengan negara-negara di serantau persekitaran kita.
That was Gobind Singh Deo, Communications and Multimedia Minister, speaking about fiberizing the country. Something else that's been of interest in the news was whether or not the new government should review some facts, some of the facts in our history textbooks. Now, the general criticism revolves around how accurate or inaccurate our Malaysian textbooks are, and there was a reference to the topic of the role that communists played during the Malayan emergency. Melissa explained how this specific issue made its way to Parliament.
This issue actually came from one of the ex-Communist Party of Malaya members' comments to revise the syllabus and to basically include the role of the party in the struggle for independence. So what the reporters wanted to know was what the politicians had to say about the subject. And we managed to catch Mujahid Rawa, the Religious Affairs Minister from the PM's office, and he said that basically it's up to the stakeholders whether they want to include it in the syllabus or not.
Even though it comes to a very sensitive issues, but at the end of the debate, finally it is the government that will make the decision and it will be made through proper channel. And the proper channel will have to look into the matter seriously, whether it is for the national interest or not. That is not mine to say, because that will have to go through another long process. So, bagi saya, pandangan tetap kekal pandangan, tapi sama ada nak terjemahkan dia dalam satu bentuk textbook atau apa, itu panjanglah proses ya. Dan saya rasa bagi pihak saya, saya melihat kalau ada proses itu dituruti dan disusuli, itu hak dia lah. Tapi nak menerima atau tidak, kita tidak binding lah.
We also spoke to Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. He also sort of echoed Mujahid's sentiments, but he also added that at the end of the day, it's more about presenting a historical fact rather than to provide some sort of support for the communist ideology.
Saya ya, mahukan seluruhnya anak bangsa kita ya, terdidik dengan maklumat, terdedah dengan maklumat secara jujur. Ya. Lalu apapun yang merupakan naratif ya, kisah perjuangan dan sebagainya perlulah dilaku, diadili seluruhnya tanpa menyebutkan ya apa-apa secara khusus. Saya mahukan ya anak di anak bangsa kita ya terdedah dengan maklumat yang sahih ya, dan mereka perlu membesar dengan minda yang benar-benar tajam, adil, bebas, berani. Oleh kerana itu, pimpinan hari ini Pakatan Harapan memang mahukan membudayakan itu sebagai cara kita mendidik anak bangsa kita. Jadi itulah saya berikan kerangka besarnya, tuan-tuan jawablah sendiri. Apa yang sebenarnya kalau kita mahu melakukan satu yang adil pada naratif perjuangan sama ada kemerdekaan dan sebagainya. Ini saya kira adalah the root ataupun tuntutan keadilan dalam pensejarahan.
That was Minister of Health Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad with his thoughts on reviewing the facts in our history books, particularly about the role of the Communist Party of Malaya in the fight for the country's independence. Now, thanks to Melissa Tiong from BFM News Desk for her update of day 9 of the parliamentary sitting. We've got more music coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.